Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
Okay, this morning my talk is called Gifts of Practice. As we've been talking about this week, the daily online meditation is celebrating its fourth anniversary. We aren't positive about the actual day we started, but it was mid-March 2020 that the lockdown started, and that's when we began sitting together online each day. I can't emphasize enough what a lifeline this daily online meditation was for us. We counted on it. We needed it. It became an integral part of our lives. Some days it was the only bright spot in another quarantine day. I relied on it, as did many others. I cannot imagine living through those dark days of lockdown without this daily time together. And when Linda and Nellie asked me to teach one day a week, I found new meaning and energy in my life. I can say without reservation that it changed my life, and certainly my teaching and my listening. Each morning, people showed up to meditate, reflect, and participate in the group. Our numbers grew, waxing and waning. After 18 months or so, I started keeping track of the first names of people who came on for the first day. That list is now 216 people and grows each week. And I may have missed some since I am not here every day. But after a time, a stable group formed and we became a community, a Sangha. When we started, of course, we had no idea how long it would last, a few weeks at most, then a few months, then a few years. We didn't think about what inner or financial resources we would need to keep it going. Amazingly, we just kept improvising as we went along. As different needs became apparent, we responded. Linda and Nellie recruited volunteers when it was clear they needed help teaching. When we needed help hosting the meetings and recording the talks, loyal and savvy tech volunteers came forward to undertake these tasks, without whom we would have no record of our efforts. Then we tried various ways of storing and then archiving the talks so that they were available to everyone. All this was done with devoted and dedicated volunteer labor. Each additional step grew organically from the previous one. Each change happened slowly, seemed logical and within our capability. But slowly, we recognized that we were overtaxing ourselves and our abilities. As daily life became safer and people went back to work, some of our stalwarts withdrew to return to their pre-COVID lives. Some of us burned out, others cut back, while those remaining felt increasing pressure to do more than they were capable of. We knew we needed more help. Paid help to handle the increasing complex administrative and technical aspects. And we never seriously asked for donations, believing that the Sangha would support us financially. However, when we looked at the donations to both the Sanghas that were coming in, we noticed that there was a negligible amount being contributed from people who were daily on the daily online. Instead, both Sanghas have had to give up some of their small paid staff time to keep the DOM moving forward. As time has passed and increased support has not come from the daily online Sangha, we have concluded that it is no longer sustainable as it is. Therefore, as we have been doing all this week, this pledge week, we are asking for your regular financial support. In exchange, we are offering some gifts to you, some pledge gifts, just as they do on public radio and TV. Our gifts are a bit unusual. Some of them you may have already received and found value in, but perhaps haven't really attributed them to daily meditation. My hope is that from these gifts, you will more fully appreciate its impact on your life, and in that recognition, you will feel inspired to contribute on a regular basis. All of our gifts come in do-it-yourself suites. As regular attendees, you already will have had some experience of most of them. However, we are offering them all together as a special Pledge Week bonus. Their first is impermanent makeup. Tired of those old views of yourself? Want something new and up to date? Test this impermanent makeup. With it, you can try on any view and see how it feels. If you don't like it, let go of it and it's gone. If you do like it, try applying it to your view of others. Guaranteed not to look the same on any two people, it's a bargain at half its original price of nothing. The second is I See You, Mara reading glasses. The particularly clear lenses of these I See You, Mara reading glasses enhance our ability to recognize old stories and tell ourselves about our own shortcomings and those of others. These glasses are also particularly good at seeing through quick judgments and unkind asides. They will also help you recognize views that you are holding well beyond their best buy date, views which you may have overlooked and that no longer serve you. The no glare coating on these lenses act as a super UV filter to help see through things as they are. The frames are sturdy and can stand up to a lot of fumbling and being left in places. A set of two pairs in bright colors. So that it comes as a set of two pairs. The third is lessons in steering the empty boat. We may not have talked recently about the empty boat. We're bringing it back now during this Pledge Week special. Encounters with the empty boat happen when we fear and believe that some dire event is about to befall us. We tense up, shout out to the pilot of the oncoming boat to stay clear, and feel our panic rising as we see that we are on a direct collision course. Practicing with these Pledge Week special steering lessons, we come to realize more quickly that the boat coming towards us at such speed is only imaginary. There is no driver on the boat. In fact, there is no boat. We have simply fallen for one of our old stories. No worries. The boat disappears as soon as we see that it is empty. The inner waters calm, and we are back in our lives unharmed. The next gift is the gratitude shawl. One size fits all. Easy to color coordinate with any outfit and wear on any occasion. This will quickly become your favorite accessory. Warm and light, made of special fibers that shed old opinions and views, this shawl will help foster a feeling of gratitude towards others and even towards yourself. This is an unlimited offering. Order several. The next is the Reflective Meditation MAB2H2 hat. Special for this Pledge Week, we have ordered a number of these hats. Wearing this distinctive headgear in crowds will identify you as an MAB2H2 supporter and be a signal to other like-minded people. It comes with its own friendly smile and welcoming manner. It lets others know you wish them well. MAB2H2 stands for May All Beings Be Happy and Healthy. Wear it proudly. It will help you find friends easily in the crowd at the farmer's market or where you buy your sustainably grown coffee. There's two more gifts. The next to the last one is the Finding Meaning board game. This product has been long in development and is not fully guaranteed. Practice regularly and always with a strong counter dose of provisionality. Actions and self-views that once seemed mired in doubt or uncertainty become clearer, at least for a time. Past actions that once seemed arbitrary, nonsensical, or even downright harmful can take on a new aspect of discovery and kinder understanding. This board game should be played carefully and with others who are equally willing to let their insights take on provisionality. With this caveat, the game can help one develop new understandings and lightly held views about oneself and others. And finally, the Second Arrow archery set. We talk a lot about the Second Arrow as a sort of shorthand for perhaps unnecessary suffering that accompanies an initial dukkha attack. This archery set enables you to practice identifying and recognizing the first arrow as it strikes you. Quickly noticing the onset of a sudden dukkha attack, this kit will help you be kind to yourself as the first arrow's sharp point digs into your tender psyche. It also allows you to practice recognizing more quickly that another second arrow may be on its way. Through your practice with this archery set, you will be better prepared to recognize those dukkha attacks and be ready to counteract them with genuine kindness towards yourself. This offer does not end our pledge week. No, this offer does not end, but surely our pledge week will. Thank you for donating to sustain the daily online meditation. And thank you for your attention. May the goodness that arises from our practice and from this act of sharing be a benefit to all beings everywhere.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.